Give me your thoughts on tonight's 2-1 win here at Windsor Park.
Crucial result, important result. I would have took that over any sort of performance tonight. I don't think we were great in possession tonight. I don't think we needed to be. It wasn't that sort of type of night. It wasn't that type of game. We needed to win our battles. There's a lot of questions being asked, and rightly or wrongly so. And the players are aware of that. So they rallied round, as we normally do. We stick together, as we always do. And we respond in the proper manner, in a Linfield manner. And the players must take a hell of a lot of credit tonight. So it wasn't the most glamorous of games. We didn't want to make it that. We had to fight and scrap for everything that we got tonight. And in the end, the result was what mattered most tonight.
Great character, great resilience, great bounce back ability. You know, I mean, a couple of bad results and it's a crisis. But, you know, that was a great response. Great heart, great passion, great will to win there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And it was needed. Again, the supporters and everybody involved in the club demand that they wanted to see a level commitment, which I think every single player gave tonight, as always. When you do get the negative results, you get negative publicity, you get negative people who comment on things that they aren't 100% aware of. But as a manager, we try and keep them together as a squad and as a group with the staff that we have here, along with myself. We always try and find a way to get out of situations that we find ourselves in. And tonight was, you know, just as important as some of the other big results that Linfield have had in their in previous times.
So many positives from tonight. Stevie Fallon, you know, he got the man of the match, but what a goal, what a chip, what class. I thought Conor Pepper was outstanding, you know. I mean, we could go through the whole team individually, but Christy Manzinga pops up, I think, was that goal number 20? You know, he pops up, you know, they equalise, and we, you know, find that will to go again, and he pops up with a crucial winner, you know, which shows why he's the number 9 at this club.
Yeah, he scored a crucial goal at a big time for us, because again, you could sense the place, it was becoming the atmosphere was becoming a little bit touchy, and they were getting concerned and worries and whatever else. But that happens when you're a club the size of the Stature of Linfield. It comes with the territory, and I've had to face many challenges sometimes on a weekly basis and whatever else. We've never hidden away from the fact that what's expected. I've never hidden away from the fact of Linfield has always had success, and they demand success and crave success. This year's hard. This year's a really, really tough season. But we keep going. And we'll keep going to the end. And with the group of players that we have and the commitment and the hard work that we will put in over the number of 2-3 months that we have left ahead of us, I hope that it's going to be enough.
And, I mean, what was even more impressive about tonight was we're bedding new signings in, you know, to a game, you know, back-to-back. You know, we played them on Friday, so it was going to be feisty. But we're bedding new signings. Jake was in there, Kieran was in there. We've got new signings on the bench. So they're coming straight in and getting stuck straight into a title challenge here, hopefully.
Yeah, again, and that's key when you bring in new players, that they're going to be fresh, they're going to be hungry, they have a point to prove. They're here for a reason. They're here to help us be successful. How long the journey that they're going to be here for, we don't know. But it's for the short term at the minute. But you can never write any of the players who are here that it's going to be mid-term or long-term going forward. But what we can give them is the opportunity to come in. And there's other players in and around the squad, maybe one or two issues that sort of have them not involved in a game tonight, but they may come into the equation and into the fold on Friday night, which we look forward to. More challenges for me and the staff to prepare and get ready and pick the right team and the right squad for Friday. So the new boys again, obviously tonight, come in there. Tonight was a tough game because there was a lot of pressure on us here tonight, and there was a lot of people talking. There was a lot of knife sharpening, which is disappointing. There was a lot of people being negative about myself and some of the players and whatever else, which is fine, but it's never nice when you read, you hear, and you see. So these players were aware of the challenge here tonight. They delivered, the new players in particular. Obviously had to work it out for themselves when they're on the pitch, the situation that we're in. But more importantly, I think what we got tonight was the players who have been here a long time, the shift, the hard work that they knew that they had to put in to get the job done. I'll go, you know, the Quinns, Miller when he came on, Clark, Gallagher, Mulgrew, Fallon's, people like that have been here 5, 6, 7 years. They understand what it takes, and you know, with the added freshness with some of the other players in and around the squad, it's important then that we still have key members of the squad from previous times, successful times, still driving the standards in the dressing room.
And the other big bonus was Chris Shields coming back in for a few minutes on the pitch there towards the end.
Yeah, you're always wary when somebody's been out the length of time that he is. Chris has been desperate, absolutely desperate to get back. I think he tried it maybe 10 days ago and it didn't quite work out for him. But again, the player, the calibre of player that he is, the character he is, the understanding of being in winning situations, I think that was key. When he came on, he calmed us down, he was composed, probably too composed at times, but that's the type of player he is, and the type of character he is, that he comes on and he gives you that experience to go and see the game out.
And it's a Tuesday night, and it's hard to believe that 72 hours from now we'll be back in action in a match on the other side of town.
Again, yeah, there's no team talks needed, there's no more bigger incentive for both sides on Friday night. Both sides are in the round of top, so it's a game that we look forward to. Hopefully we can come out of the game tonight with hopefully enough fit bodies, because we seem to be getting one or two back and then we're missing three or four for various reasons at the minute. It's important that we do have a fully fit squad to select from on Friday night, that a game that we should go and relish.
Good luck for Friday night, David.
Thanks, Andy.